Mrs. Lando.
Here.
Ms. Latimer.
Here.
Mr. Mayo.
Here.
Mr. Malter.
Here.
Mr. Mullen.
Here.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Emily Sims.
Here.
Join the meeting.
Mr. Roush.
Here.
Mr. Ryan.
Here.
Mr. Shue.
Here.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Here.
Mr. Van Castle.
Here.
Mr. Van Atten.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right, we have a quorum. Would Mrs. Lando lead us in the invocation? Mr. Mayo in the pledge, and please remain standing for a memoriam for Mr. Kreff.
Let us pray for all those from our county who have died because of COVID and for all their families who will miss their loved ones during this Christmas season. Let us also pray for the safety and good health of all the others. As we remember the birth of Jesus, may Christmas be merry for all of us and our families. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh yeah, that's right. The death of our former colleague, Donald B. Kreff, who passed away on November 26, 2021, is acknowledged by this legislature with deep sadness. Don was born in Pocomoke City, Maryland, to parents Philip and Janet Blades Kreff. He received his BS in chemical engineering from Johns Hopkins University. He started his career at DuPont in Wilmington, Delaware, serving in several engineering and production management positions. During that time, he was drafted into the U.S. Army, where he served from 1954 to 1956 and was stationed in post-World War II Europe. Following his service, he returned to DuPont, where he met his wife, Amelia Gerhard. After spending a decade in Delaware, he moved his family to Ontario, Canada, to attend graduate school where he earned his MBA from the University of Western Ontario. Don then moved his family to his forever home, Corning, New York. He was employed by Corning Glassworks for 5 years, serving in positions in business development and financial management. In 1969, Don founded EDC Management Incorporated, a local property management firm. He was also an assistant professor of management at Corning Community College. He was a certified property manager and licensed real estate appraiser and real estate broker in both New York and Florida. He served as president of the Institute of Real Estate Management's regional chapters for Western New York and Florida, Georgia, and taught many of their recertification courses. Don was elected as Steuben County legislator representing the residents of the city of Corning in District 2, from 1994 through 1997, and then again from 2000 through 2011. During his 16 years of combined service, he held management positions as chair of the AIP committee, chair and vice chair of the rules committee, and majority leader of the legislature from 2008 to 2011. He also served as a member of the administration, finance, human services, and public safety and corrections committees. Don also served as one of the Steuben County legislature's representatives and the Corning Community College Regional Board of Trustees for 13 years, and was actively involved in the Steuben County Hall of Fame and the Arts of the Southern Finger Lakes. Don was very passionate about public service and always felt that community service was his third career. He has been honored for his many years of dedicated public service with many local awards. He was instrumental in the development of the Tri-County First Responders Park in Irwin. His most recent project involved raising funds for and overseeing the installation and dedication of the park's new statue, the Lifesaver. Don will always be fondly remembered as a member of the legislature. He was a dedicated public servant who was always generous to his community with his time, talents, and support. He always went out of his way to greet people and ask how they were. He will be sadly missed by all who knew him. The members of this Steuben County legislature respectfully move that the above memoriam be spread upon the minutes of this meeting, and that the clerk of the legislature forward a copy of this memoriam to his daughter, Kathy, and his sons, Rob and Tom, as an expression of the sympathy felt by this legislature on the passing of their loved one.
Thank you. Yeah. 90 years young, I'd say Don beat the system. Okay, we'll do certificates of appreciation now.
Robin Richardson, please come forward.
I can meet
right
you anywhere.
Straight through the middle.
Through the gauntlet. Robin, on this day, the Steuben County Legislature would like to recognize you for 15 years of service with the county.
Lynn Lewis.
Morning, Lynn. On this day, the Steuben County Legislature would like to recognize you for 25 years with Steuben County.
Thank you. She's not here, but we should still recognize her. Kelly Penzuel. I'm not sure why she's not here.
She took an early retirement.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Kelly is retiring after 21 years of service.
That's good. Okay. Comments by members of the public?
We had none.
None. All right. Anniversary proclamations. Senator O'Mara and Assemblyman Palmisano, you can go to that lectern, please. And I believe the microphone's on.
Yep. Chairman Van Eden, County Manager Wheeler, members of the Schuyler County, Steuben County Legislature. Sorry. Moving around a little bit. Sorry. Senator O'Mara and I are here today, also on behalf of our colleagues, Assemblyman Joe Giglio and Assemblywoman Marjorie Burns, to make a presentation to you today. We know this year Steuben County is celebrating their 225th anniversary. So what we wanted to do, the four of us, in recognition of those 225 years, is to do something in the legislature to honor and remember your 225 years of here in Steuben County, which all of you have been a part of and continue to be a part of. I was proud to be a part of it for a year. Want to wish you well. So I won't get into reading the whole thing. We have some individual ones we're going to share with you too, but we have this presentation. I'll let Senator O'Mara say a few words as well, please.
Good morning, and thank you for having us here this morning. Proud to be here to help present this proclamation honoring the 225 years of Steuben County and the great work that continues here by this body. So thank you for continuing the 225 years of Steuben County.
And we have a resolution too.
And we have
the resolution too.
We have what?
Yeah.
I thought this was it. Right.
Yeah, saw the same thing. But once
now we have frame. Now we have the official resolution that was actually passed, but it's the same content.
Yep.
225 years, and it says Steuben County.
Yeah, it does say. Anyone do the other one?
Yeah. Should we proceed to the next one?
Sure.
We have another one here honoring Vince Spagnoletti on his retirement and the many, many years that Vince has led public works here in Steuben County. His leadership, not just here in Steuben County, but really across the state with public works workers throughout the state. He's been a premier individual working on all of these things. So we are very proud to honor again Vince Spagnoletti, and this again is from Phil, myself, and Assembly members Marge Burns and Joe Giglio. And it is our honor to be here with you. We have Mike Pomisano from Assemblywoman Burns' office here with us today.
Yeah, sorry, Mike, I didn't see you when I walked
That's
in.
That's okay.
I did want to say a few words to Vince. Vince, congratulations on a well-deserved and well-earned retirement. It's been a privilege to know you, to work with you, to call you a friend. I actually, my interaction started with you in 1995 as a staff person for 14 plus years, and then in the legislature. And during all those years, you've always been so helpful, so kind, so outreaching and supportive. And I just want to say how happy I am to know you, how proud I am to know you. And I'm just on your 29 plus years of service to Steuben County is amazing. Your contributions here will be felt long beyond your years here. But again, wanted to wish you well and a well-deserved and certainly earned retirement, and wish you, Mary Lee, the very best in your retirement years, and hope you get everything out of life that you want to get. And to welcome my cousin Mike from
Assemblywoman Burns. We've worked together many years, and Vince, I appreciate your friendship and your loyalty to the county. Congratulations on your retirement. Well-deserved, sir.
All right.
I appreciate that. I must say on behalf of the county highway superintendents around the state that Senator O'Meara, Assemblyman Pomisano, they were the ones that really started the statewide policy of increased funding to local highway departments. They made it happen, and they made it happen all the way up to the executive chamber. So that a lot of what I did here was a result of that increased funding. You helped me. The department heads were so good to work with, and especially the people in the department, the people in the parks, the roads, the bridges, the mobile work program, and in the office. They all, you all probably should be on the certificate, but I want to get an award and I want to show my wife an award. So I'm going to take it home and I'm not going to share it. So thank you. It's been an honor working with you.
I'm glad you guys mentioned your wife. That was good.
Thanks.
We're done. That's all we have. Thank you.
Set it right over here.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. That certificate I carried that around.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Good for you.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for coming.
We'll move back to certificates of appreciation.
Kelly Penzul.
Oh. Kelly, on behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we would like to congratulate you after 21 years of service on your retirement.
Thank you.
We'll have to show up on time.
You're all right.
Now the moment we've all been waiting for, the annual fruitcake presentation.
Oh yeah, that's what we've been waiting for.
Mr. Rose. Not that Mr. Rose is the fruitcake. He is presenting the fruitcake.
He might as well at this point.
I was a recipient of this. Good morning, everybody. I was a recipient of this lovely fruitcake last season, and it never made it to my hands. I think Sean had a little withdrawal concerns with it, so he held on to it for the remainder of the time. I did have it figured out who I was going to give it to, and I'm still going to give it to that person. But if I would have known Vince was going to be in the room, we could have possibly given it to Vince, and he could take it with him for good.
That would have been the third time he would have received it, probably.
I was thinking he could take it wherever he goes. Take the fruitcake, do us all. But I think we all can agree that the COVID-19 pandemic is something completely unexpected and horrible. Maybe not all of us. There's one person here who foresaw this coming, and because of that, I blame him for the whole thing. Back in 2019, Social Services contracted with Emergency Services to develop a disaster plan. Needless to say, it was a long, egregious process. From what I heard, Tim and Ken were all business, as usual. They were completely stone-faced with no smiles to be had as they unveiled this plan. Now, it could have been based on any number of disasters, as there's a lot of them out there. But lo and behold, the PowerPoint went up. It was based on a pandemic. So, Tim Marshall, I pass this fruitcake on to you. We all admire your attention to detail. And in this case, it brought on a real pandemic. Maybe the fruitcake will start a mold pandemic in your house. But I'm sure you'll figure that out as well. In all seriousness, Tim, thank you for everything. During this whole pandemic, everything we've dealt with you've been top-notch professional. I'm a little biased because you took care of our staff so well. You know, you were nonstop checking on us, getting us what we needed, your whole team. So I hate to give you this fruitcake for that reason. I did have another reason though, but I don't think I can talk about it. I went over this with my wife and she said, no, you can't bring it up about how Tim yelled at you for pouring concrete on the same day you were switching over the gear at 911 because you guys were going to be down. Can tell everybody here, Tim is pretty easy to deal with. However, I think he may have said a few words to me on the phone that I was a little sensitive towards. But nonetheless, Tim, thank you for everything. Come up and get your fruitcake.
Thank you, brother. Absolutely. Well, I'd like to say it's an honor. But I know it certainly, no, it is an honor to be part of a tradition that's gone on for, I believe, 30 years this year. Mary's shaking her head because she wrote a story about it last year. But I have a 19-year-old bodybuilding son that lives at home with me. So I will do my best to try to protect this and keep him from eating it because he eats everything else in the house. So, grateful for Eric, I think, for passing this on to me, and I'll take good care of this so that we can continue the tradition next year. Thank you so much.
I would just like to commend Mr. Rose for his plum-colored vest to go with the fruitcake presentation. I think that was a nice touch.
All right. Moving on. Adoption of minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Any changes, corrections? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Reports of standing committees. Reports of special committees. Reports of county officers. Under announcements, I'd like to ask Jamie Johnson from the IDA to come up. Jamie has some good news 5 days before Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. I wasn't prepared to give the announcement, Scott. I thought you were going to do it during the public session. But no, I'm pleased to have Senator O'Meara and Assemblyman Pomisano here as well. That was not planned, but it's going to work out great. At 9 a.m. this morning, Empire State Development, the governor's office, state of New York, and LP Building Solutions announced that they are going to make a $24 million investment in the community of Bath. They are building a new pre-finish manufacturing plant in the IDA Industrial Park on 75 acres that we've been sitting on for about 30 years. So I'm glad to see they're making this investment. They're going to be initially building about an 80,000 square foot facility utilizing the B&H rail line, the Steuben County IDA owned B&H rail line, bringing in all of the raw materials via rail and then shipping them out via truck when they're done. What they'll be making here, or finishing here actually, is they have a brand new wooden siding division that is a wood-based siding that they'll be putting an acrylic finish on here that is guaranteed for 50 years. So it'll be competing with vinyl siding in the housing market. They see this as a huge potential for growth. They have about a 1.5% share in the entire market right now, and they see this just expanding substantially. And with that, they are investing in this site with the hopes that they can expand the site in the future. So we were competing with Connecticut, Pennsylvania, in Maryland, and we are happy to say that that the state of New York and Bath are going to be the proud winners of this project. And it couldn't have been done without you know, a handful of people in this room. Senator and the assemblymen were involved. I do want to, you know, say thank you to Eric Rose and Todd Housel and Steve Orcutt, because they've been involved in this as the process has gone through, and they have just done a yeoman's job of not only keeping it quiet, which I'm surprised we were able to do, but also helping us work through, you know, a handful of surprises that came up as we were doing the due diligence. The company is going to be immediately moving to go through the site plan review process with the town of Bath. They hope to get under construction in the spring, and they want to be operational by Q2 of 2023. So it's a good Christmas present for all of us. So just wanted to share that today.
Number of employees is 61.
Initially 61. If they see the growth that they are hoping that they will see and assuming they will see, that will absolutely grow. Average salary is in the high $40,000 a year range. You know, all manufacturing types of jobs. And again, you know, it is utilizing the B&H rail line, which is something that not only the IDA, but the county and the railroad invested in substantially about 6 years ago. If you recall, we worked with the county to upgrade that to a class one standard. And that's really one of the things that helped close the deal on this.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. So I'm on the IDA board, and I was aware of this, but I wasn't allowed to talk about it. I think it's interesting that that's how they found Bath, and this parcel is LP went out on the internet and was looking for rail lines and rail capacity, and they noticed the B&H one. They contacted them, and then they were put in touch with Jamie in October. And it's been this quick that this thing has come to fruition.
Wow.
Last Friday, Thursday, LP made a presentation to the IDA board at our meeting. On Friday, their board of directors and LP approved the project. This morning, we had a 9 o'clock meeting with the IDA and approved the project. And then the state put out the notice at 9 o'clock as well. So this has been an unbelievable pace on this thing.
Wow.
And I kept telling Jamie, some of these things, they feel like they're too good to be true, and they normally are, but this one appears to really be legitimate and is going to be great for Bath.
Yeah. And I still don't know how we kept it quiet. I have no idea how we kept it quiet, because LP came into town in early November, and they had a series of they wanted a series of meetings with all the utilities, with the town, with DPW and the landfill. And we had a whole day of meetings on the first day. I threatened everyone and swore them all to secrecy. And then the next day, the entire team showed up at our office, and they stood out in our parking lot with yellow safety vest. And we walked the site, and it was like ants all over the site. And I got back to the office, and I had about four texts going, "What's going on? We see something's going on." Fortunately, Finger Lakes Community Health is starting construction as well, and I was able to deflect a lot of questions and basically, you know, tell everybody that's what was going on. But yeah, it's a good day. We're thrilled to be part of this and the announcement. So we can't wait to start construction.
I asked Jamie to send us an image of the lot or the site. If you're not familiar with it, it's right out behind the jail and the 911 center, and it basically goes to State Route 54.
75 acres.
And just to give you a little bit of idea of what you'll see once the site plan gets released, is where that blue dot is about where the first phase building will go that we talked about. Across County Route 113 is going to be basically a parking lot for truck staging to keep trucks off of the main road while they're waiting to get to get loaded. And then everything which would be to the west, including across the drainage, is going to be outside storage. So they're actually planning on bridging that drainage and utilizing that for storage of finished product that will go out to primarily right now the developers. This is not something that you're going to be able to find at your local Home Depot. There's too many color SKUs and they don't have the capacity to sell it on a retail basis, but it's going to go out wholesale to primarily housing developers and large scale housing developments in the Northeast.
Use phase one. Is there a phase two?
They're talking about it, but nothing's definitive. It's all dependent on what the sales of this product are. They are investing in the site as if there will be a phase two, but nothing's been determined yet.
Cool. Any other questions for Jane? No, this was good news.
This was. Thank you all for your continued support of the IDA. So
thanks for coming. Awesome. In.
Congratulations. Yeah.
All right. If nothing more, we'll move on to the general orders of the day. Would the clerk please read resolution one?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of assessments, property taxes, and other real property acquisitions and dispositions.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any comments or questions? This is by roll call.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Resolution.
Great. Resolution one carries. Will the clerk please read resolution two?
Introduced by Mr. Van Atten. Receiving and accepting the December 20th, 2021 communications log as prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second.
Any comments? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Resolution carries.
Introduced by Mr. Shu. Approving the statement of taxes due and directing delivery of the completed tax rolls with attached warrants.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shu.
Yes.
Mr. Speckhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Resolution three carries. The clerk, please read resolution four.
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella and Mr. Swackhammer. Accepting and appropriating additional COVID vaccine response grant funding.
Second.
Any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yeah.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Resolution four carries. The clerk, please read resolution five.
Introduced by Ms. Latimer and Mr. Swackhammer. Appropriating American Rescue Plan Act funds to the Steuben County Planning Department.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Resolution 5 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 6.
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing a contingency fund transfer to the medical examiner coroner budget.
Second.
Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer. Yes. Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Resolution 6 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 7.
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing the appropriation of revenue for the court renovation capital project.
Second.
So I probably should have asked you this in the committee, Jack, but was this the amount that we anticipated when we made the decision to fund it ourselves versus bond?
Yes, that is.
Any other questions? The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mr. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes. Carries. Resolution 7 carries. It's nice when the state finally follows through on their promise. Will the clerk please read Resolution 8?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing and directing the Commissioner of Finance to establish a capital project entitled ARPA Civil Defense and Public Works Renovations and appropriating American Rescue Plan Act funds.
Second.
Any questions? Please call the roll.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Resolution 9 carries. 8 carries. My agenda goes from 7 to 9.
Oh, you missed those two. Sorry.
Okay.
Because we had to add that resolution, so I only printed one page.
So is this 8 or this is 8?
That was 8.
You have the correct resolutions.
I just don't have the correct agenda.
Correct.
All right. Resolution 8 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols and Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing and directing the Commissioner of Finance to transfer funds to the Parts and Repairs account for the Solid Waste Division.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Sorry. Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 9 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 10.
Introduced by Mr. Nichols and Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing and directing the Commissioner of Finance to transfer funds to the post-closure capital expense account for the Solid Waste Division.
Second.
Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Resolution 10 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 11.
Introduced by Mr. Nichols and Mr. Swackhammer, authorizing a transfer to the Highway Shop Renovations Capital Project.
Second.
Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer. Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 11 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 12.
Introduced by Mr. Nichols, awarding the RFP for the gas to energy project.
Second.
Any questions?
I think it's going to be an excellent project for the landfill.
I would agree. If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Resolution 12 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 13.
Introduced by Mr. Nichols and Mr. Swackhammer, authorizing a tip fee increase for transfer trailer loads of mixed municipal solid waste from transfer stations.
Second.
Second.
Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan. Carries.
Resolution 13 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 14.
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer, authorizing a contract with Excellus for health insurance stop loss coverage.
Second.
Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Resolution 14 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 15.
Introduced by Mr. Malter, authorizing the sheriff to enter into an agreement to procure food products from the New York State Department of Correctional Services Office of Nutritional Services.
Second.
Sorry.
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 I had bad timing.
Any questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Resolution 15 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 16.
Introduced by Mr. Shue, reappointing the Steuben County Personnel Officer.
Second.
Second.
Any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Alderman, would you please stand? You've been sentenced to another 6 years.
It's really been a pleasure to work with all of you, and I'm really excited to continue.
Thank you.
Yeah. He got it, yes.
All right, would the clerk please read Resolution 17?
Introduced by Mr. Shue. Adopting the annual financial disclosure statement form pursuant to Steuben County Ethics Law.
Second.
Second.
Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer. Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes. Resolution 17 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 18.
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Recognizing the service and achievements of outgoing County Legislator Robin K. Latimer.
Second.
Would you like me to?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to ask him to read the paragraph for each one of these.
Resolved, this legislature is honored to recognize the service and achievements of Legislator Latimer and publicly note its appreciation and thanks to her for her public service to the residents of Steuben County as a member of the legislature commencing January 2011, representing District 3. During Robin's tenure on the legislature, she has served as vice chair of the legislature. Additionally, she has served as a member of and chair, vice chair of the Administration Committee, member, chair, and vice chair of the Agriculture, Industry, and Planning Committee, member of the Human Services, Health, and Education Committee, and chair of the Ad Hoc Office Space Committee. Robin has served with honor and distinction as a member of the Steuben County Legislature, having also served as a member of the Hall of Fame Committee and as a member of the ProAction Board of Directors.
Any comments?
Just one, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am. You're not out of order yet.
As I said at the outgoing reception, I am so honored to have served on this legislature, and I will miss you all, but I'll be watching. So thank you so much. And thanks everyone for your service, including Mr. Roush and Mr. Ryan, who are also outgoing and have given just as much, if not more, than I did. Thank you.
Thank you,
Robin.
This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Resolution 18 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 19?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Recognizing the service and achievements of outgoing County Legislator Gary B. Roush.
Second.
Resolved, this legislature is honored to recognize the service and achievements of Legislator Roush and publicly note its appreciation and thanks to him for his public service to the residents of Steuben County as a member of the legislature commencing January 2010, representing District 13. During Gary's tenure on the legislature, he served as a member of the Administration Committee, member of the Finance Committee, vice chair of the Human Services, Health, and Education Committee, and vice chair of the Public Works Committee. Gary has served with honor and distinction as a member of the Steuben County Legislature.
I think it would also be appropriate to recognize Mr. Roush for his near 30 years on the Irwin Town Board and also for his service to our country during his military experience.
Thank you.
Gary, would you like to say anything?
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It's been a real honor to serve essentially as a volunteer, as I look at it, being in public service like this. But the professional management of the county is top notch. It's some of the best management that Jack and all of the department heads. It's been a very satisfying to work with all of you. And for all of you legislators, thank you for stepping up and running for election and doing the right thing. It's been a real honor, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary.
This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 19 carries.
Now we've got time.
Would the clerk please read Resolution 20?
Introduced by Mr. Van Atten. Recognizing the service and achievements of outgoing County Legislator Thomas J. Ryan.
Second.
Resolved, this legislature is honored to recognize the service and achievements of Legislator Ryan and publicly note its appreciation and thanks to him for his public service to the residents of Steuben County as a member of the legislature commencing January 2018, representing District 9. During Tom's tenure on the legislature, he served as a member of the Agriculture, Industry, and Planning Committee, a member of the Public Safety and Corrections Committee, and a member of the Public Works Committee. Tom has served with honor and distinction as a member of the Steuben County Legislature, having also served as a member of the Fish and Wildlife Management Act Board and the Soil and Water Conservation District.
Yes, Mr. Horton.
I'd just like to know what happens if we vote no, because Tom always liked a no vote at least once every meeting.
Right.
That was pretty good.
It's a good one.
Mr. Ryan, would you like to say anything? Turning your microphone on.
Well, I know you all expected me to say something profound and
eloquent. Yes.
Yes, but my daddy told me, he says, it's better to be silent. And let's see.
And presumed ignorant.
I forgot the rest of it.
But speak up and remove all doubt. Yeah, I was told the same thing.
Well, you know that the last time, or for the last few years that I've been in the legislature, I didn't listen to them. So, and it's always a pleasure. It's been a real pleasure to work with the guys up there, all of these guys. I'll never forget you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
And naming a park in Tom's name. That's a little later, right?
I thought we were doing a pet trailer naming it.
All right. Would the clerk please read Resolution 21?
Introduced by Mr. Van Atten, celebrating the 225th anniversary of Steuben County.
Second.
Any comments?
Second, that one.
This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 21 is carried. Let's make it another 225 years. Hilda, we're counting on you.
I'm there. I'm there.
Is there anything else?
Scott, I have one thing. Brenda, yes. I can hear you perfectly today. It's the first time through all of this, so the adjustments you made have worked perfectly. And also, I think we should recognize Amanda for her fantastic minutes. Very detailed, very accurate, and very helpful. So I'd like to recognize both Brenda and Amanda, and thank you very much for your help and support.
All right, folks. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Mullen. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you.
Don't forget to come back January 3rd.